All right, guys, this is a rare appearance for an interview, but I'm here with the new MPX champion, Mr. Mayhem, Stephen Kirby.
That's right, new MPX champion 2016. It's amazing. It's new year, you know, fantastic.
So you qualified for the six-pack challenge against some loudmouth with a bullhorn.
Evan Jalesico.
Okay. Thank you for helping me.
Yeah,
with that.
No, absolutely. There's one thing I can't stand. It's people who come out and run their mouth, especially on that megaphone. That thing was loud and nobody could understand what he was saying.
No.
It made my head hurt just listening to him.
Well, you know, I've noticed since the disbanding of the trust fund that you're back to your old self.
I was never not myself. Jerome Daniels paid me to do a job. I did a job. I'm now freelance.
You're having fun.
So I'm just me, and I'm doing what I'm doing. You know, it's no different.
Will we see the whiskey bottle every week?
I don't leave it at home, so I would imagine. I mean, it sounds dangerous to leave it unattended.
Sounds dangerous to have it in the ring.
Not for me. I mean, well, apparently it's gone really well for me.
It's very talent. It's talent.
Yeah,
you have not spilled
talent
a
in
drop.
A bottle.
You have not spilled a drop either.
Really? I don't even know. I mean, that doesn't surprise me because I enjoy my whiskey, so I wouldn't want to lose any.
At some point, you gave Evan a backdrop, and you managed to get your thumb over the top of the bottle.
I'm very protective.
So what's next for MPX? We got 2016. We got a new champ. Mike Fox is he's out.
Yeah, unfortunately, I mean, bad circumstances. I like Mike. Mike's a good guy. You know, I it's unfortunate that the attack on Mace put Mike out of MPX, out of competition, off the title. It's not a real good way for me to step up and win the belt. But you know, I can't focus on other people. I got to focus on me and what's good for me. And what's good for the fans and the show and all that. So, you know, unfortunately, Mike's out and Kirby's in.
I like that. I don't have a problem with Kirby being in. Is Kirby going to hold that title for a while?
Are you
going to defend it every week?
I will defend it against all comers. And that sounds really cliche. That sounds stupid, doesn't it? But of course, yeah. I mean, look, again, I'm me. And the reason I got into wrestling is because I like to fight. I drink in bars, I fight. I go to work, I fight. I go home, I fight. Sorry. it's what I do. So there's no reason to stop that just because there's a belt now.
We all can relate to going home and fighting.
Ah, no, come on.
It's part of
life.
It's
not a real thing, right? Nobody fights with their significant others.
No, not at all. So, okay. Who do you want to? I mean, you said all comers. Who's the one guy? Who's the one guy that you would put that?
The one guy that I want that I want to face.
Yeah.
For
the title.
Okay, I've done this for 6 years. Can I give you two? Is two okay?
Two's fine.
Okay.
You can give me 10 if you want.
All right. When I don't. We got all night, brother. I'll tell you whatever.
No, we
got
to get to the bar.
We got to get to the bar. I've been doing this 6 years, six and a half, something like that. And a guy that started with me, that came up with me, that I've known the entire time I've been into wrestling, Gregory James. Greg and I have been on opposite sides of the spectrum. We've fought. We've been friends. We've been, you know, everything and anything. And for him to come out at the end of the match and you know, hug me and you know, that means a lot to me.
You actually pinned him, didn't you?
No, I pinned Jackson Stone tonight.
Okay, I was confused,
but that's all right. It was kind of crazy, but I have pinned Greg before, and Greg's pinned me before, and we've beat the crap out of each other for 6 years, and I think I think Greg would be great,
mm-hmm.
And then on kind of the opposite side of that, I have never ever stood across the ring one on one against Andy Dalton, and
wow.
I think. I'm always impressed by what Dalton can do in a ring. I don't always agree with him licking his boot. It seems a little odd.
That is pretty nasty. It's not
dirty.
I see
what he walks around in backstage, and that can't be good. But I think Andy would test me, And I think we would, I think we'd put on a hell of a show, and we'd beat the crap out of each other, and we'd see who was better at it.
Okay.
At least for that night.
Yeah. So Andy Dalton, Gregory James, there's your call out. So, I would like to see either one of those. I'm sure eventually somewhere down the road that's going to happen. So,
I, you know, if it does,
if the great, cards,
if somebody else shows up, all right, that's cool. We'll go too.
You'll bring the whiskey bottle.
Amen.
All right, guys. Well, that's Stephen Kirby. Mr. Kirby, I do appreciate it. And let's go to the bar.
Thank you, sir. We'll do.